Allah Ta'ala loves His servants. Accordingly, He creates opportunities for them. They all have different capacities. He understands their limits. He understands their capacities. Within that capacity of theirs, Allah Ta'ala wants that they should progress, they should gain His proximity, they should come closer to Him. So for each individual, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala creates a way that you come to Me, and you come to Me through this way. طُرُقُ الْوُصُولِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى بِقَدْرِ أَنْفَاسِ الْخَلَائِقِ. The ways of reaching Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala are not limited. They are equivalent to the population of mankind. They are equivalent to the number of mankind. So for one person, Allah Ta'ala creates one method. For the second person, Allah Ta'ala creates another method. But for everyone, Allah Ta'ala creates some way that he can come to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. One person will gain his jannat on account of providing water to a thirsty dog. Another person gains her jannat on account of her being kind towards her neighbors. She used to make some cheese and then break it into pieces and provide her neighbors. That became her jannat. So according to the capacity of that person, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala makes an avenue for him. Very great person. He's got a great capacity. So then he will be tasked with that type of duty. Imam Bukhari Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, now learning thousands and thousands and thousands of hadith and spreading it. So he's got that type of portfolio. And a Nabi, he comes with the highest of portfolios. So therefore, his trial and his difficulties will also be the greatest. أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ بَلَاءً الْأَنْبِيَا ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلْ فَالْأَمْثَلْ. So their trial and the difficulties that they will go through will be the highest. There won't be anybody whose difficulty will be close to the difficulty of the Nabi. Because Allah Ta'ala has got it in plan that his position is going to be the highest. His reward is going to be the highest. وَبْأَثْهُ الْمَقَامَ الْمَحْمُودِ الَّذِي يَقْبِتُهُ الْأَوَّلُونَ وَالْآخِرُونَ. Allah Ta'ala, let him reach the highest of maqams, the highest of positions, for which the former and the latter, all people will envy. See Rasulullah in that position. And there won't be any limit to the excitement that what position Allah Ta'ala has exalted him to. يَقْبِتُهُ الْأَوَّلُونَ وَالْآخِرُونَ. So those that are of that level, Allah Ta'ala creates that type of portfolio, that type of way to reach him. And you'll find the second category after the Anbiya alayhi salam, then the Siddiqeen, and they strive. And their strive and their struggle is higher than the struggle of the Mujahid. The Mujahid, he will offer himself for the cause of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. He will offer his wealth, he will offer himself. So he made an offering, and made an offering of himself, and made an offering of his wealth to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So his position is definitely high. But then the Siddiq, his position is even higher than the position of a Mujahid. Because the Siddiq is worried at every moment, at every given moment, he is concerned that I must take a cross and I must preserve and I must see that it goes across. What I must see? I must see that the Peygham and Nubuwat, the message of Nubuwat, must endure, must continue under all circumstances, under all situations, to all peoples, But the message of the Nubuwwat must continue, must last. And it must reach, it must last to its fullest. That's why you call him a Siddiq, the truthful. There is total harmony in his speech and in his tongue. The heart and the tongue is not inconsistent in the Siddiq. If he says something, then that's his behavior, that's his conduct. If he says everything happens with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will see that in his behavior, you will see that in his conduct, you will see that in his mannerisms, you will see it in every walk of his life, you will see it. It won't be that he will just say everything happens with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and thereafter he is looking for scraps and he's looking for help here and there. One person came to Hazrat Mawlana Thanvi Sahib rahmatullah alayh, and he asked for assistance, 10 rupees or 20 rupees, whatever. Mawlana gave him that assistance, whatever he needed. And thereafter, he began to make lengthy claims. He says, we belong to such a fraternity, we're not concerned about Jannat and Jahannam. We just live for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Mawlana retorted, corrected him, that you don't have the patience for the 10 rupees, where can you endure and where can you have the patience for Jannat? That 10 rupees you came out for assistance. And here now you're talking about the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you don't care about Jannat and Jahannam. So you couldn't be patient enough for the 10 rupees, where can you ever be patient for the Jannat? So the maqam of the Siddiq is very high. It's very high. It's beyond our imagination. It's beyond what we can comprehend. So that is why the Siddiq is even higher than the Shaheed, the Mujahid. He's sacrificing his life and his wealth. But this person here, at every given moment, he's sacrificing. He sees a haram straight away, without winking an eye. He shuts his eyes down. The shutters go on straight away. But seeing that haram, and he shuts the eye completely. He listens to that haram, and immediately he shuts down. There is an explosive situation before him, and he shuts his tongue down straight away. I can see that this is an explosive situation. It's going to create problems. So he shuts down completely. So now that's the work of the Siddiq. And the Siddiq will have to continue doing this, killing this temptations and this ambitions of his all the time. Now there is a situation, then there's another situation, there's a third situation. Imagine walking through a bazaar. It's not just one time that you will come across some haram and something lustful, something sensual. It's not just one time, all the time. Walking once and you're seeing something, the second time and again, and the third time and again. So all the time, he is slaughtering that nafs of his. He is slaughtering the nafs of his all the time. He is not just one time and finish, no. He is slaughtering the nafs of his all the time. So the Siddiq, this is how he watches things. The Siddiq is that person in whom there is total harmony. Tongue, heart, limbs, there is total harmony. If he says something, then that is his conduct. And that is his belief, that is his conviction. You don't find any inconsistency in that. Right throughout, it's the same. Right? Now that's what you call a Siddiq. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, I just want to show you an example of a Siddiq, right? Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh was walking down a street, and he seen a person at the distance. There was eye contact. This person straight away takes a U-turn and he's run away. Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh recognized the person and went behind him, caught up with him. "Why, what happened? Why did you run away from me? I'm your debtor. I'm owing you 10,000. dirhams, approximately in our currency nowadays, approximately 150,000 rands. I'm owing you this much, and I saw you. Now, I saw you, I felt embarrassed, I felt ashamed. Where must I find the money from? And what answer am I going to give you? So I thought the best is to avoid you and run away. So Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi tells him, is this the thing that is chasing you away from me? Is this the thing that is turning you away from me? So if it is this that is turning you away from me, then I have forgiven you. Straight away I have forgiven you. At this point I have forgiven you. Because wealth and material is not so significant as relationship and friendship. Friendship is of a very high level. It's very high. Wealth and material is insignificant. No comparison. Now for this you are running away from me, so I have forgiven you. I waive my right, total. I have forgiven you. I have forgotten all that. Anyway, this person went away. Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, after some time he went and met him again. So now perhaps the thought may run in his mind that Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi has forgiven you for the moment, but then he came to his senses that he's waived off 150,000 rands, or a small thing. So perhaps he must have come demanding again, he may have a rethink, and this is not an easy thing to waive. So he must have had a rethink and he's coming again to pursue me for the debt. To his surprise, Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi says, you know what, I haven't come for any other reason but for this. I thought to myself that you were owing me that amount of wealth, and when you saw me, you felt grieved and you felt a feeling of pain within your heart that you don't have the amount to settle your debt. So I've come here to ask you for an apology for the little bit of discomfort that you went through. Now the discomfort is coming to the debtor. Whereas if it was thrown, this situation was thrown to one of us, we will say that the real discomfort comes to us. The creditor, not the debtor. Hey, the man owes me 150. And he's run away. So the type of trauma, the type of pain that he is causing. And here Abu Hanifa rahmatullah turns the whole thing around. See, this is Siddiq. Slightest pain he can't endure. Admawad Thanvi sahab rahmatullah says that one of his ustads had passed away and someone had seen him in the dream by what has happened, how it fared with you. Allah has forgiven me. Allah Pak has ushered me into Jannat. And on account of what has Allah Ta'ala favored you and ushered you into Jannat? He says, well, the wife had prepared some rice and perhaps she had forgotten to add the salt. Either forgot to add the salt or added more salt than was required. And I didn't express any disapproval. I ate that food without expressing any disapproval. For two reasons. For one, that Rasulullah never complained about food. And number two is I thought to myself that she is my subordinate. And we all are under Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all are under Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like she is under me, then we are all under Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then there are 1,000,001 sins that I commit every day, and Allah ta'ala is enduring me. He is forgiving me. He is overlooking me. Now don't I want and don't I need to be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If I need to be forgiven, then I need to forgive them, overlook them. And apart from that, must I forget all the comfort that I enjoyed through her hands for this one day? Must I forget all the good for all the years that I've enjoyed at her hands? Must I forget all that and just count on this only? Just harp on this only? See, on account of that, Allah Ta'ala had forgiven me. Now we need to understand, see, these are the qualities of the Siddiq. We have wives, and sometimes those that are not married, their mothers, right? Sometimes there is something that goes wrong in the house, some mistakes here and there. and how do we go about expressing our disapproval? Okay. Bring the roof down, begin to smash, begin to hit. We become verbal sometimes, sometimes we become physical. Okay. Then remember for a moment, like this is your wife, then in a short period of time, your daughter will be in someone else's home. And if she comes crying, how will you treat it? How will you take it? That this is how I'm being treated. So if you want your daughter to be treated well, then this wife of yours, she's also the daughter of someone. Treat her well, so that your daughter will be treated well. Kama tadinu tudanu. The way you conduct yourself, you will be treated exactly the same. You get this type of woman coming in, your tawis, we're being tormented, we're being persecuted. We've been traumatized for small things. We've been traumatized. They are throwing hints at us for small little errors and little mistakes. Though we serve them all the time, but now and then some mistake happens and the whole roof is pulled down. Everything is forgotten. So you see the Siddiq, he conducts himself differently. See, he's thinking about the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he's thinking about how much Allah Ta'ala endures him, and then how much he needs to endure people that are under him. Now there is total harmony in thought, in belief, in conduct, in behavior. There is absolute harmony. Otherwise, your thought is something, your behavior is something, your conduct is something else. Remember, brothers, good behavior is a very integral part of Islam. We think many a times that just namaz and zikr is important and behavior doesn't mean much. As important as namaz and zikr is, remember, you cannot underwrite the value of good character and good behavior. The hadith states very, very clearly that the thing that will be the weightiest on the mizan, on the scales on the day of Qiyamah, is good character. Good character, and that's the weightiest thing. And I explained earlier on that good character, to sum up good character, then there are three elements to sum up good character. Silman qata'aka wa'afu amman zalamaka wa'ahsin ila man asa'a ilayk. Summing up the whole aspect of good character. One that ignores you, he turns away from you, he cuts himself away from you, then you go and join up with him. The one that is oppressive, he is cruel, he is aggressive towards you, you forgive him. Right? You don't only forgive him, but ahsin, then be good towards him. You be good towards him. He is being evil towards you, and you retaliate with good. So now this is the whole summary of good character. Whole summary of good character. That you join up the person that cuts himself off from you, you forgive him, and number three, you be good towards the person that is cruel, unkind, uncouth towards you, you be good towards him. If you're going to treat him like how he's going to treat you, then you haven't gained anything. So if he is good to me, then I'll be good towards him, then you haven't gained anything. That is, normal behavior, there is no merit in it, although there is no guna in it, but there is no merit in it. Merit is in the fact that the man has been evil towards you and you have been good towards him. Now there is merit in that. See? So you see this Siddiq and this friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's what we are coming in here for, that we want that friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want that, we desirous of that friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got two basic components. One is zikr and the external ibadat that we go through, zikr, namaz, etc. That's one of the component. And the second component is good character. Now both combined makes you the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is you are always in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number two, you are displaying good character. Now this completes it up. If it is just one, you just got ibadat, etc., and you don't have the character, then it's an incomplete job. Someone has given you a car, no tires, no windscreen, no brakes. Are you going to take that car? Not going to take. Why? It's incomplete. It's a car, but it's incomplete. I need to travel. I don't need something just for a display. I need something to move with. So I need something complete. They gave you a house, but it is just a shell. There's no windows. There's absolutely no lights. There's no plumbing. There's no doors. No burglar guards. No toilet facility. Are you going to live in that house? No. It's an incomplete house. So exactly the same, when you are talking of being the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you need to be complete house. You need to be full house. You need to get the actions and the deed right. And you need to get the behavior right, the character right. And I showed you the summary of good character. Sometimes later, inshallah, we'll explain the details of good character. But this is just the sense, just a summary. One is obedience of Allah Ta'ala, zikr, etc., to be constant in that. And then the other dimension is, other component is good character. So, on the day of Qiyamah, you know, I showed you, I'm impressing upon you, the importance of good character. The thing that is weightiest in the scales on the day of Qiyamah is good character. Weightiest thing. Your deeds may be weighty, but there isn't a thing as weighty as good character. As Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah explained once, one person had passed away, and there were three people supporting the janaza, and on the fourth leg was a woman that was supporting the janaza. So this person, he felt very sorry about the situation. He saw that this person is being moved, the janaza is being moved in a very pitiable condition. Just four people, amongst them is this one woman. So he took pity about that situation, asked the woman to leave, and he supported the janaza. He found out why, what happened. So they say, no, he had some type of feminine ways. Now some people do have these things here by birth. By birth they conduct themselves that way. They don't do it intentionally. But by birth, naturally, they behave in that way. And some people, they do it deliberately. So doing it deliberately is a major sin, obviously. Mutashabbihina bin nisa, that's a major sin, obviously. But then you get the other person that naturally he is like that. Though he doesn't wear their clothing and all that, but some of his ways are feminish. So people used to taunt him, they used to run him down, they used to tease him. And he passed away also, then people disdained him, they disliked him. So there's three people, and the fourth being a woman, that was his mother, supported the janaza, buried. Anyway, like we have the formality that we make dua, etc., after the janaza, he returned home, slept that night. Now he sees that same person, and he sees him in a very high level of jannat, comfort, jannat. See, am I seeing the same person that I buried? Yes, you are seeing the same person. And what brings you to this level? He said, yes, people used to disdain me, they used to trample upon me, they used to disgrace me, they used to insult me, they used to hurl abuse against me. But I won't reply to anybody. For the sake of Allah Ta'ala, I used to just endure. I used to just endure for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That I'm not doing this deliberately. I'm born like this. I'm not doing this deliberately. You are insulting me, you are hurling abuse against me. It's all right. I will just be patient for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala knows best. He says, it's because of my patience that Allah ta'ala has favored me like this. See this good character. Being the heaviest, the weightiest thing on the day of Qiyamah, good character. You forgive, you overlook, make sabr, be patient, be thankful, be content. So this is supposed to be the outlook, the whole outlook of a mu'min. The outlook of a mu'min, how do you see a mu'min? His outlook must be different. His character, you can't point a finger towards his character. There's no blemish. If he talks about trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that is his behavior. He trusts in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you won't have it that he talks about tawakkul and that his behavior is totally contradictory. No, he behaves in that manner. Now, for example, he's got a business and it's flourishing, trade, everything. And namaz time comes, he abruptly discloses the business. But you're going to lose the business. No, Allah Pak is a provider. So he has the trust in Allah Ta'ala. He's doing business because he's required to do it. But he doesn't consider the business to be the provider. It's Allah Ta'ala that is providing. I will close up, it will not shorten my risk in any manner. It will not decrease my sustenance in any manner. Allah Ta'ala is going to provide. This is just a bowl. The business is just a bowl that Allah Ta'ala requires of me to have. So I'm keeping that bowl. But that's not the provider. Allah Ta'ala is going to fill that bowl. I will shut it because Allah Ta'ala wants me to shut it. I will open it because He wants me to open it. He wants me to shut it down, I'll shut it down. And He wants me to open it, I will open it. So His nazar, His sight, His focus is on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this is that Siddiq. See, on the one side, his life is brightened with obedience, with righteousness. Then there is being supported with good character. See, good character. Now this is a full house. This mu'min is complete. This mu'min is full. And then we say that he is elevated, he is exalted. He is exalted to the position that is higher than even the shaheed. You know, how many of us desire that one day Allah Ta'ala grant us shahadat? But this person's position is even higher. And the reason is this simple, that he is not just allowing himself to be slaughtered once. He is allowing himself to be slaughtered many a times, one single day, 100 times over. The lust is coming to him and he's slaughtering lust. Temptations are coming his way and he's slaughtering that. The temper is coming on his way and he's slaughtering that. Laziness is coming in his way and he's slaughtering that. So is it easy to cope with these things? Sometimes it's lust, sometimes it's temptation, sometimes it's temper, sometimes it's moods. But he's slaughtering it all the time for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. No, I'm slaughtering it. I'm pushing it down. I'm smashing it all the time. So you see how many times he's being shaheed in one single day. This person is shaheed and end of the story. Finish once and for all. And this person is going through shahadat all the time. He's going through shahadat all the time. So it is because of this we call him a righteous person, we call him a Siddiq, we call him a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So his whole outlook is different. I'm living so that Islam may remain in its purest form, in me and in others. In the purest form, Islam must remain within me and with others. If things work out, they work out. If they don't work out, it's all right. If the material works out for me or for my children, Alhamdulillah, I am thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't treat with contempt the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the greater focus and the greater nazar is that Islam must endure, Islam must prevail. So this is the concern. This is the whole outlook of the Siddiq. His outlook is different. And therefore he's exalted like this. Minan Nabiyyin, you know, we make the dua, أولئك الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين. So after the Nabi is the position of that Siddiq. Allah Ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq.